Bernard Madoff has just pleaded guilty to all 11 charges in the largest fraud case in Wall Street history. Madoff is accused of stealing billions of dollars from investors in what he himself has described as a Ponzi scheme. NPR's Jim Zaroli was at the federal courthouse, and we have him now on the line. Jim, are you there?
I am here.
Well, now, did Madoff say anything? Was there anything? Did you learn anything?
Well, for much of the hearing, he sort of just sat at the defense table with his hands folded, kind of looking down. But then at one point, the judge asked him to speak. He stood up. He basically read a statement saying, "For many years, I operated a Ponzi scheme through the investment arm of my company." He said he was grateful for the chance to speak. He was so deeply sorry and ashamed about what's happened, about the people who have been hurt. He said he knew what he was doing. He also said this started in the recession of the early 90s, and he said he thought he would be able to extricate himself from what he was doing, but as the years went by, he knew the day would come. He knew that that wasn't going to be possible, and he knew the day would come when he would be appearing in a courtroom as he was today.
Did the judge want to hear from any of the victims? Were there people in the crowd who were part of this Ponzi scheme who came to watch?
A great many of them showed up, but the judge said he only wanted to hear from victims if they objected to the fact that he was accepting Madoff's guilty plea. And a few of them stood up and did that. Several of them said they really wanted to see a trial, which of course would be difficult because Madoff has already pleaded guilty. One of the first men to speak, sort of stood at the podium and started to talk to Madoff and said something like, "You know, I wonder if you've had a chance to turn around and look all the victims who are in the courtroom in the eye." And he took a step toward him, and the judge very quickly admonished him, and the federal marshal jumped up and made him go back to the podium.
Well, now that he has pleaded guilty, what happens next?
Well, the 11 charges against him carry a maximum sentence of 150 years in prison. But, of course, the judge said these days that's just a guideline. He can treat that as a range. He said he will ask for a probation report on Bernie Madoff, and he said that Madoff should come back on June 16th to appear for sentencing. And now at that point, I believe some of the victims will have another chance to speak. The judge asked Madoff's attorney whether he thinks that he should stay out on bail until then. The attorney tried to argue that he should, but the judge remanded Madoff to custody anyway, so he's going to jail. And when the judge did that, a number of people in the courtroom started to applaud, actually, and the judge again sort of told them to stop.
NPR's Jim Zaroli at the federal courthouse. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.